Creativity is an addiction. It is. We rely on creativity. There's no business on this planet that does not depend on creativity. Yeah, they have to. That's how you find success. You're constantly building and creating new ideas, and you're just doing things with the creative energy of all people involved. So get to know your creative self, okay? Unplug, because we will always say yes to creativity. Totally uncut, because we all make mistakes. So turn it into a tool. This is Arrow Unplugged. Well, there you are. How you doing today? I didn't think I was going to show up. Two unexpected lectures today. You know, you get that phone call that says, hey, look, you want to talk? You want to stand in front of people and kind of just let it loose? You know, it's focused talk. It's not just getting in there and just saying, blah, 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 because nobody understands. Mwah, 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 mwah. But then again, sometimes I feel like that is what I'm saying, and you because you can look it in their eyes and see that, wow, this isn't landing at all. But our minds right now are busy. They're consumed. There's so much content. There's so much everything going in at one time, and the rest of us is trying to digest what it is that we're taking in. And so often I have to remind myself, let it go. Let it move through you. Do not hoard anything that's going on right now, because if you do, then what's going to happen is that you're going to get spiritually injured. And that might be a big word for you today in the way of going, I better not be any of that Jesus talk. I know. I get it. You know, and I read an article. I even heard Billy Graham's granddaughter talk about how she feels like that she's walking into an empty house every day because people aren't being connected the way that she was raised with. And you know, and I'm not seeing that part of this journey, but I know that there's a lot of glossy eyes that are staring back. Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Choice. This is what I was writing while the sun was waking up on a brilliant new day. We are reading from today. I mean, this is as authentic as it gets, from the sofa to the studio. And this is very difficult to do every day because the mindsets that I go through do not have the opportunity to ferment, to sit back in a corner and kind of just, you know, take a shape so that I can come back, you know, many days down the road and have, you know, a situation of, okay, this is what we learned from this place called now. And now we have to rely on the common sense of where are we now? And that's our subject today, is that where are we now? And it's okay to ask that. I mean, I swear to God, I wish people would just do it and quit trying to candy coat the plastic bathroom mirror smile. I mean, I get that you've got white teeth and all that kind of stuff, but you know, just be you. It's okay to be open. It's okay to just try in a way that has never been tried before. And if you fail, no, nobody's judging you. Nobody. You know, I meditate so much late into the night that the reality of it all is that there are many times that I can't figure out if I'm in a vision or if I'm in a real source of presence. Raise your hands if you're a meditator and you understand what I just said. I meditate so much late into the night that the reality feels more like a vision than a real source of presence. That's the only thing that bothers me most about meditation, is that, sure, you're in control. You're calm. You're listening to your breathing. You're part of the atmosphere of now. You're mindfully present. But the thing is that sometimes you go away into these mental places that it's like, that's where I want to be. I want that to be my landscape. And then when you come back to reality, you realize that, well, what the hell? You know, I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm in so deep that I just can't get a grip on trying to prove that I'm actually here. And this isn't some sort of vision. I mean, this morning, when I started writing this morning, which was at 5:20 this morning, and it's now 6:11. It's not even an hour that's gone by. You see, I mean, this stuff just comes out, and I've got to be able to digest it immediately. My dog Jazzy is sleeping. Ernie, not so much. And the doves are singing so vibrantly. They're my jazz. All of this is my jazz. And I love how Jazzy will sit here while she's sleeping and she snores. Oh my God, a dog that snores just makes me laugh so hard. The bubbling of water in the kitchen because we're making rice this early in the morning. It all just seems so loud. What about your life? Does it feel loud? The voices in our heads, does it feel loud? Can you hear what they're saying because it's so loud? And all we want to do is just locate calm, to be present, to be alert, to be prepared. Sure, it's a shock that I have two unexpected lectures today. The goal is to do better than just fine. How are you going to do today? Fine. How many times have you heard that? I'm just going to do fine. I don't want to do fine. I want to do brilliant. I want to do great. I mean, the average student, you and I, in this everyday world, man, every day is a classroom, and we're just so mixed up sometimes. I can see it in the glossiness of your eyes. You know, this past year has been a moment and not a framework of everyday realities. It's a world that feels like a daily disconnection, and yet every time we keep coming back, there's a continuation. It's like, how can we be disconnected if there's a continuation? The whereabouts of our common sense. This is how I pictured it this morning when I was writing. The whereabouts of our common sense is poured into an empty cup, then held upside down, and nothing falls out. Oh, God. Do you feel the same? My wife this morning said she would love to go someplace for a week, but where? Where? It's going to cost money. And you know what the society is about these days? How many people are still unemployed? Millions. Millions. How do you prepare for a continuation of the future if you're wasting all your time and money today, right? Save it for a rainy day, my mom used to say. The image of that empty cup upside down is that of a wild thought with no purpose. Therefore, each and every one of us view ourselves as a blank canvas. Uh-oh. For some, that might be fighting words. For others, it might be, what'd you just say? Yeah. Let me read the whole thing together again. The whereabouts of our common sense is poured into an empty cup, then held upside down, and nothing falls out. The image is that of a wild thought with no purpose. Therefore, we view ourselves as a blank canvas. Have you ever done art on a canvas? How do you feel when you hold a clean sheet of paper? There's nothing on it. Not a word, not a scratch, not a scribble. There's nothing on it. How do you feel? That tells me that canvas is an invitation. It's an invitation to express. It's a reason to be able to put your thoughts, your emotions, your whatever is going on in the world onto that canvas. It says it. It's a blank canvas. Why let a blank canvas just sit there? You would never hang a blank canvas up in your house. Although I have been challenged to do that. I've always wanted to put like this huge, I mean huge canvas on my wall. And it's blank. Because a blank canvas is inspiring. It's empowering. It's an opportunity to share what it is that is moving through you. You know, don't you get tired of people trying to read your mind and your emotions? They tell you who you are and wow, why are you acting this way? And you're going, you have no idea what's going on inside my gallery of thoughts. But they think they've nailed it. They think they've got you down. And it's like, you can't do that because the image of what you think you see is not what's going on inside of me. Wow. Suddenly he's a poet. The image of who you think I am to be is not what you see inside of me. Who are you? It's okay to ask that question to yourself. I keep a defrag journal every day. I try to answer that question. Who are you? And sometimes that inner self gets really upset with me because the outside self is just assuming, are you not going through the same thing I am? And it's going, no, not really. Not really. And the reason why goes all the way back to the first sentence. I meditate so much late into the night that reality feels more like a vision than a real source of presence. Meditation's good. Prayer is fantastic. But if you don't believe or practice either one of those, I can't help but wonder, how are you getting through the daily storms? What are you using to chisel away at this mountain? Because my Sabanim, my master in martial arts, would tell you, you can't take down a mountain when it's a mountain. You can only take it down one rock at a time. I'm Arrow, and that's what I was writing while the sun was waking up on a brilliant new day.